This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number where you can take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So you and I were both here, Daryl, on the day after the election, the post-mortem.
Yes.
But we both had last night off. And so, you know, in the news, of course, has been these protests. Where
yes.
You know, there have been a lot of these things going on around the country. And Jeff Berwick from the Dollar Vigilante has been writing about it. There's a headline over a Drudge Report right now about assassination threats against Donald Trump flooding Twitter, showing a man cleaning up Kill Trump graffiti in Oakland, California, as demonstrators are rioting there. And it's interesting that, you know, I don't think that the people who supported Donald Trump would have done this kind of protesting had Hillary Clinton.
They were saying beforehand that they would have.
Really?
That
okay.
There were things of, you know, we're not going to accept these election results. And,
interesting.
You know, we'll be protesting and we should leave. And now they're upset that somebody else is doing exactly what they were going to do. Although they'll probably say we weren't actually going to do it.
Huh. Okay, yeah, that's interesting because I hadn't heard that, and you know, I guess you know, it always seemed like more of a lefty tactic to get out into the streets like some of these people are doing. And okay, well, that's interesting new information. Our toll free number if you want to join us.
I don't think you can say it's a lefty tactic to protest in the streets because how many open carry gun rallies have there been?
Not that many.
We've read about a lot of them in Texas.
Okay, Texas. Yeah, that's true.
Those aren't true. Lefties protesting for gun rights in Texas.
Good point. But, you know, the kind of people who might commit graffiti or burn some buildings down or something like that, you just generally don't see that being people that are on, you know, on the right.
Right. So like. Now you're, you know, doing that thing called moving the goalpost.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah. So, you know, whether the protests that we're seeing would have the equivalent, I guess, strength or stamina if it were a bunch of people on the right wing, we don't get to see that reality, so we don't know exactly what those would have looked like.
They might have gone and taken over a federal building again.
True. I actually saw a video today from the guy who was one of the guy who had the video device at the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. He's out, as you know. They were found not guilty by a jury in the Malheur case.
Well, there were seven people that went to trial, and there's still a bunch of other people that are awaiting trial. So just because some people were found not guilty doesn't mean that everybody that was arrested has been released from jail.
Oh, okay. I thought they only had like seven people. I didn't know that there were
No, they arrested others. Like 20-something people.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because I know they had made arrests from the previous occupation, the previous situation in Nevada.
Right, the Bundy Ranch.
The Bundy Ranch. You're not talking about that. You're talking about Malheur. There
Correct.
Was more than a handful. Well, anyway, one of the guys who I believe was in the original group, because he's now out and has gone back to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. He actually went back there recently and made a couple of videos. He was one of the final five or whatever, the last guys that were on the ground over there. And anyway, I was just pointing out that, you know, he's out and he went back there. So,
right.
Yes, it is very well possible that, you know, they could go back and occupy. Of course, it was never really determined who it was that committed whatever vandalism had happened, because the claim in the Malheur occupation by some of the feds was that the occupiers went and destroyed some, like, Indian artifacts or something
right.
in the building.
Right, but the occupiers were all saying, no, we were actually cleaning up and restoring the artifacts.
Right, and, of course, what you'd never really know is how many of the people who are among you in some sort of group are actually federal agents. As it turned out, there were quite a few undercover agents in there. And maybe the lefties have some undercover agents as well. You know, maybe there are some agents provocateurs that are the ones that are doing the destruction or the ones that are throwing the bottles at the police. You know, I'm not there, so I can't make any kind of determination about that. But if you want to talk about the protests, would be happy to hear that. Also, on the way here tonight, there's a petition that has been started to have the Electoral College, when they meet in December, to actually cast the votes for president, that they will not vote for Donald Trump. And you'll tell us more about that, Daryl, yes, coming up here in a few moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Gamma Blast. Listening in Chicago, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was watching an interview with Ron Paul today, and that got me thinking. I was wondering if you guys have seen any statistics on how many Ron Paul supporters also ended up voting for Trump. And
I don't know how you would get that unless it was exit polling or something like that.
Yeah, I just wonder maybe if you had any kind of feel for it. Cause I feel like a lot of the alt-right YouTubers and WikiLeaks would probably even be those guys who probably be a Ron Paul supporter.
Well, what is the evidence? Yeah, I don't know if there's any evidence that alt-righters would be Ron Paul supporters.
Now, I do know
some
that based on
some of them, sure.
Right, based on my Facebook list of friends, I have seen some people that I knew were involved in the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012 that were, all about Donald Trump. So I know that there were some that somehow, made that leap. Now the question is, were they ever philosophical libertarians, or did they just like Ron Paul because he was talking about issues that other people weren't? Back in 2007, nobody else was talking about, ending the occupation of all of these countries around the world. Nobody else was talking about repeal the IRS, abolish the IRS, repeal the federal income tax, get rid of the Federal Reserve. Nobody else was talking about that back in 2007, 2008.
True. Yeah, there's definitely some crossover, but I wouldn't necessarily jump to the conclusion that because, and I'm not saying either of you are doing this, but I wouldn't just jump to the conclusion that, they're alt-right, so they must have supported Ron Paul. I suspect many of them would not have supported Ron Paul. But anyway, there's no way to really know that. You'd have to do exit polling, and you'd have to ask people leaving the polls, or call people randomly and ask them if they voted, one or the other.
Right.
Find people who voted and then find out if they voted for Ron Paul previously and if they voted for Donald Trump.
And, if you wind up looking at the election results and seeing that Gary Johnson wound up getting, what was it, close to 4 million votes, people could also say, everybody that supported Ron Paul back in 2008 plus four times as many people because
how many
million
votes
in the primaries back in 2008.
Okay.
So, it's one of those things you'll never be able to find out exactly how many. All you can do is try to speculate based on, your subjective experience.
And beyond your curiosity, does it really even matter?
Well, that's kind of leading up to my next question. What do you think the possibility of that he would tap Ron Paul to be one of his advisors?
Very unlikely. I mean, unless they had some...
Throw the guys a bone that I would say the alt-right people fought the leftist media and got him elected. They would not have had a counter-narrative to the leftist media, and he would not be president today if it wasn't for many of these YouTubers, Anonymous, and WikiLeaks. I don't know if WikiLeaks is alt-right or anything like that, but I'll just term I'm throwing out there. But those three groups, and they all seem like a lot of... would appreciate Ron Paul, even if maybe they're not a supporter. So.
Well, I mean, there was the one similarity between Donald Trump and Ron Paul is that Donald Trump was at least, he seemed to present his feelings on the issues in a way to where he didn't really care what you thought about it. And Ron Paul also would present his, viewpoint of voluntarism and did not care if you, wanted something else besides
and
that.
And they're both over 70 years old.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know how much they have in common. There was actually an argument I saw today that suggested that that Donald Trump was about as libertarian as Gary Johnson, which is to say, not very libertarian.
Well, I'm not going to say stupid libertarian, but it does seem like he wants to shrink the size of government as far as a lot of the IRS and the spending. And I know you're saying where the build the wall is not cutting spending, but a lot of big issues where it might matter, he does want to shrink government.
Well, talk is cheap, and we've heard that from plenty of politicians in the past, and I have no reason to believe this one.
One thing that I will give Donald Trump credit for is he does want to get rid of the TPP. That's the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Trade agreement
that's supposed to be all about free trade, but it's not. It's about regulated trade under the guise of free trade.
Thanks, Gamma Blast, for your call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Healthcare is all messed up in the United States, and don't expect Donald Trump to solve that problem.
Yeah, I saw a headline that Donald Trump will probably keep parts of the PPACA intact. That's the official acronym of Obamacare, what people call Obamacare.
So, yeah, don't expect anything to change anytime soon. Meanwhile, you need to figure something out because the old insurance system is really no good. It pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. Now there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you want, and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts, welcome here, about whatever's on your mind. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Alabama, listening to LRN.FM. Go ahead, Gene.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to talk about them there Orientals. Because,
okay.
You know, you guys know I married me one about 23 years ago.
That's
and
right, yeah.
It's just recently come to both of our attentions that somehow the term Oriental is now a derogatory term. And I did a little research on this. I couldn't find anything anywhere about it being derogatory except for some Seattle Asian people, I guess, that didn't like the term. And they actually lobbied in the state of Washington and got it removed from all official documents. They can't use the word Oriental. They have to use Asian. That's kind of funny because my wife prefers Oriental to Asian. She doesn't like the term. So,
yeah, that's interesting because I had heard that before, but only from Mark Edge, the co-host, one of the co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. I'd never been given any
indication. I remember hearing that a few years ago, and apparently there were going to be colleges that would have to remove the word Orient from all of their stuff, and there was the joke of, well, what are we going to call new student orientation?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to talk about it because it seems to be a little bit more of the political correct nonsense that's completely out the window. I mean, here, my wife doesn't even know that this term's supposed to be offensive until I read it somewhere.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, were you offended by the term Oriental?
Yeah, that is interesting because we also had a similar situation with blacks on Free Talk Live. We had this conversation years ago. And I was asking the question of, we actually had a black caller on this, of like, what do you prefer? Do you prefer to be called black? Do you prefer to be called African-American, human? And, you know, he said that actually he prefers to be called black instead of this politically correct term of African-American. Because, first of all, that's presumptuous. It presumes that the individual is actually, you know, their heritage or whatever is from Africa, when there are black people who are from various different parts of the world.
Right, and, well, you know,
India, you know.
Well, based on one theory that all human life originated in Africa, we're all African-American if you go back far enough.
That's a good one, too. But it was just, you know, we weren't sure. Like, we felt like we were stepping on eggshells. Like, what do we call and how do you refer to black people? Well, the dude said he preferred to be called black.
Right. So here's the thing. And it's one of the problems with this whole collectivist sort of thing that some people try is you figure out what do you want me to call you.
Right, the individual, yeah.
You know, and then you've got the people that are, you know, they might be alt-right, maybe not, but they get all, you know, I'm going to use one of their words, butthurt, when somebody says, I want you to use such-and-so adverb for me. Well, why can't I just say he or she? Why do I have to use this new adverb that you created? Well, just be a decent human being, and if somebody says, call me a penguin, call them a penguin.
Isn't one of the requirements of being in the alt-right to not be a decent human being?
I don't know.
One of the other unusual things is my wife was telling me that in some colleges now, you can't call the Chinese students Chinese because it makes some of the other Asian cultures feel inferior because China's a bigger country. I mean,
wow,
I think this
insane.
Is really getting just out of control. People, like I say, it's nonsense. Just
yep.
If, as long as what you're saying is not being said to hurt somebody or not being said in an insulting way, that's cool. And
right.
Even if you do, you have a right to insult somebody if you want to, but you might get punched in the nose. You know, that's the bottom line. So,
Gene,
people,
thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. Always appreciate it. Thank you, Gene. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the Trump protests coming up here. But first, Colleen in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Colleen.
Yes, hello, sir. I was wondering, could you recommend what type of author or tour book that you would recommend, since there seems to be numerous authors and different types of apps?
What was the question? What kind of book?
A Torah.
Oh, the Torah. Now, that is a religious book for Jewish people. Is that correct?
Torah is the first five books of what Christians would call the Old Testament.
Isn't it commonly used by Jewish folks, or is that...
Yes.
There are some Christian denominations that will refer to it as the Torah.
Okay.
As we see, you know, we want to avoid a lot of the hypocrisy that has been happening with, we've got the Freemasonry coming through the King James Version, which I didn't really know that King James was Freemason.
I don't know anything about any of that, really. I haven't the slightest clue about, you know, the Freemasons, the King James Version. This all sounds very conspiratorial to me.
Yes, it actually does. And when you do a little bit of deeper research, you find the infiltration in it. And so I was just wondering what you thought about that.
Infiltration of the Freemasons into writing books of the Bible or translating them? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Look, I don't know which groups or what from way back when, but it wouldn't surprise me if men in search of power and control over others were modifying the Bible to ways that would suit their interests, whether it's the Freemasons or the Catholics or whoever it is that we're talking about here. I suspect anybody who had their hand in editing that book did, whether it was a purposeful thing or inadvertent, did put some level of their own interpretation into that translation process. So, Daryl, you're the closest to a Christian here.
Not only that, but, you know, for the longest time, the Catholic Church only allowed Mass to be spoken in Latin.
Mm.
They only allowed the Bible to be distributed in Latin. And,
isn't this interesting?
Common folk could not read Latin.
So,
which meant that, you know, basically the priest class could then tell the people
whatever
anything
they wanted.
And that's where a lot of the, you know, sort of superstitions about Christianity come from.
Daryl, you're kind of the closest to a Christian here on the show. Do you have a recommendation to Colleen as far as a version of the Torah?
I personally prefer what they call an interlinear Bible, to where it has the original language plus the English equivalent word.
There you go, Colleen. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you are working, or you've been working diligently on your new lobbyist effort, Liberty Lobby.
Yes.
It's an LLC, but you know, regardless, you have a website called libertylobby.xyz. You're the CEO of the organization. So far, you're the only person officially involved as a lobbyist. I've driven you a few places, but I don't think that counts.
Well, you were planning to go anyway, right. I believe. So
libertylobby.xyz is where people can go to get signed up to join as a monthly contributor to help you with your efforts of actually going to the state representatives here in New Hampshire, where libertarians are having the greatest effect compared to anywhere else, and give them a message of freedom and an unvarnished, pure, principled message of freedom.
Yes. And I'm actually going to be going to a meeting tomorrow with some state reps.
This could be very productive. Can you share what that's about?
So every year the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance hosts what they call a legislative summit, where some of the newly elected liberty-leaning state reps will show up, and then people that have been active with the NHLA in some kind of way, or I think they might invite some people that aren't necessarily involved with the NHLA. But the first one I went to was last year. There were a handful of state reps, handful of people showed up and discussed ideas for legislation for the upcoming year. And it's really important because most people don't start thinking about legislation until the session begins.
Yeah.
But legislation has to be filed like almost soon. Immediately after the election.
Yeah, like what, within the next week or so?
Legislation can be filed as early as Monday.
Yeah.
And it must be filed by December 2nd.
Okay, so they got a two-week window, basically.
About three.
Okay.
3 weeks. Half of a week, the state offices are going to be closed because of Thanksgiving. So, yeah, 2.5 weeks, basically, to write up legislative proposals and get those introduced.
So, and you've got some ideas, and this is a
place... I do have some ideas.
Where you can actually meet with these people. The state reps are accessible.
Yes.
They are interested, a lot of them, in actually hearing what people have to say. And you've kind of made a name for yourself already as being somebody who's dedicated to going to Concord,
right.
Going to the state house, sitting in many of these hearings, and kind of letting yourself
be known. I've been going for about 3 years on my own dime. So the lobbyist firm is allowing me to recoup some of my costs.
Right.
And the reason I created a firm instead of just, hey, Ian, can you give me some money because I'm doing this thing that you like? Well, for every person, if you're a independent lobbyist, every time somebody different gives you money, you have to file a form that costs $50 process of, I was hired by this person.
So you have to do the corporate thing, is what you're saying.
So I'm doing the corporate thing.
Yeah.
That way people are giving money to the lobbyist firm, and the lobbyist firm is hiring Daryl.
Gotcha.
That way you give me $5, I don't have to go spend $45 out of pocket to file a form of, I was hired to be a lobbyist for Ian.
So the fundraiser is going on now over at libertylobby.xyz.
Well, there's an ongoing funding
campaign. Well, you're trying to reach a goal.
I am trying to reach a goal, but there was, for the past several weeks, there was an active fundraiser going on to where people that donated over a certain amount got added to the founders committee. But that actual, fundraiser event has ended. But yes, there is the continual.
You can still help Daryl.
Yes.
Destroy liberty and destroy the libertarian move. Oh wait, that's what some people are saying about you.
Right.
people who didn't like that you challenged Gary Johnson for the libertarian nomination.
And one thing that I find kind of odd.
You do more activism for liberty in one day than the average libertarian does in a year.
Well, one thing that I find kind of odd that I've seen on Facebook over the last, I'd say, 24 hours is people that I know are involved in the Libertarian Party saying, I'm glad the election is over so I can finally say what I want. And then they would post something, basically an anti-Johnson sort of thing of, here's ways that I think he screwed up.
Mm.
But they were scared to speak out during the election.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Let's go to David. He's in Keene, New Hampshire, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, David.
Hi. I was going to ask y'all's opinion about, there was a U.S. Senate race, and a libertarian name of Aaron Day ran, and a lot of people like Arnie Arneson, who I know people won't know these names.
Who is Arnie Arneson?
Arnie Arneson is a lefty. She ran for, governor a long time ago.
She's a lefty talk radio host here in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And very politically in touch with New Hampshire politics.
So what about her?
But anyway, she thought, I'm not talking about her. But the point is that Aaron Day, a lot of people think that he is the reason that Maggie Hassan won the Senate race
Yeah,
and
so for listeners who are
at... Some people think that's good, and some people think that's bad.
So let me explain this a little bit better here for listeners outside of New Hampshire. Maggie Hassan is the former governor. She just left the governorship.
She's still the governor
still the governor.
Like December or January.
Anyways, she's the governor of New Hampshire, going to end very
outgoing
soon.
Outgoing governor, yes.
She then ran for U.S. Senate against a woman named Kelly Ayotte, who was the former attorney general in New Hampshire. And so, you know, total police statist, total drug warrior.
And Ayotte's name has actually been in the news because apparently Donald Trump is considering her for the defense secretary.
Which is a terrible idea, but, you know, that's another story.
Having a defense secretary is a terrible idea.
Yeah, sure.
Kelly Ayotte being the defense secretary is an even worse idea.
I mean, if he appointed Ron Paul to the job, it probably would work out okay. But anyway, Ayotte is a former attorney general, so she's prosecuted countless, you know, victimless crimes and things like that. Now, that's not to say that Maggie Hassan, the former governor or the current governor, whatever, isn't also a police statist. She's the one who continued to vote in favor of destroying, marijuana. She
threatened to veto the therapeutic cannabis bill if it allowed patients to grow their own cannabis.
So we're talking about one bad, terrible woman versus another horrible political woman. I mean, these two are just absolutely awful choices. And what happened was Aaron Day filed in the election as an independent. He is a libertarian, and more libertarian, in my opinion, than the libertarian who actually ran in the race. So there were two challengers to the two powerful women, Aaron Day and another guy, Brian Chabot, who was the libertarian candidate. Day specifically got into the race saying he wanted to ruin Ayotte's chances of getting reelected. And he is now claiming success. He believes that he successfully did
something?
That.
Can I ask something? Yeah. So, but I mean, he's the reason that Maggie Hassan's in there. Isn't Maggie Hassan a worse choice? Why would he act?
They're
like
both
this?
Bad. No,
they're both horrible. And he wanted to send a message to the Republican Party.
Right. He wanted to say, hey, stop nominating to the Republicans. Stop nominating these statists. See you next Tuesdays. And, you know, here, you're going to get punished for this. So he did, and he took away, I believe he got enough votes to make the difference.
In that race was about 700 votes.
And he got
17,700 votes.
Right. So he accomplished what he had set out to do. Now, whether or not that's going to encourage the Republicans to run a better candidate in the next runaround is
2020.
Is another question.
So like, Darryl, do you think it was a net positive for, like, liberty?
Neither one of those people getting elected would have been a positive for liberty.
The only positive of this is that Ayotte didn't get a second term, and that limits the amount of damage. I didn't realize it was that many. That limits the amount of damage she can do, right? So if a politician's only in for so many years, they can only make, you know, the connections and the meet as many.
I'll tell you what was
possible.
A benefit for Liberty is the Libertarian Party getting ballot access, thanks to Max Abramson getting 4.3% and the gubernatorial race.
Thanks, David. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chop. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl will be telling us about a petition started by a California libertarian to have the Electoral College not vote Donald Trump into office. I want to talk about that. Also, your thoughts, certainly welcome. Plus, the Calexit that we didn't really get into. We mentioned that there was a movement for California to secede from the United States. We mentioned that on Wednesday. We didn't really talk about it in detail, and I'd like to do that as well. So, you can, of course, bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I want to also let you know about MyPillow. It may very well be the best pillow you'll ever use. And the only way you'll know for sure is to try it out. And you get to do that pretty much risk-free for 60 days. It's MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. I've been using it for the past several months, and it is fantastic. If I, you know, didn't like it, I would have gone back to my other pillow, and I didn't do that. Now I use that one between my legs. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and you can get yours at half off or get two for the price of one. It's up to you over at MyPillow.com. If you don't like it for whatever reason in the first 60 days, you can send it back to them and get your money back. Plus, the pillow itself has a warranty on it of 10 years. MyPillow.com with code FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts, TJ the Spy is with us in Colorado via Skype. Go ahead, TJ.
How's it going on, brother? I wanted to let you know that not voting this year has been one of the best decisions I ever made.
Why is that?
Well, you know, it was fun because I didn't have to worry, because people always ask, who are you voting for? And I could say things like, well, I'm not registered to vote. And people would then say, would you like to be registered to vote? And I would say, not really. And they would get very upset, like, you need to exercise your civic duty and, you know, stop Hillary from getting into office. And I would say, okay, Uncle Shannon, pay me $20, I'll go down and I will register to vote in Illinois and I'll vote for Donald Trump.
Isn't that a felony? Isn't it a felony to sell your vote?
He said that would be vote selling. That's a felony. I said, wait a minute. Politicians are allowed to sell their votes. Why can't I sell mine?
Well, you would have to read the statutes of the various states to find out if it's a felony to sell your vote or if it's only a felony to buy someone else's vote.
No, the joke is it's illegal to sell your vote if you're voting in a general election, right?
Not necessarily. The statutes could be worded that it's only illegal to buy a vote.
Daryl's, by the way, James is rolling his eyes, and I'm like, yes, Daryl's being Daryl, honey. But,
you know, no, so like, let me ask you this question about not voting. Does that mean that you will not, you will somehow not be subject to any of the policies implemented by the new president and the new Congress?
Of course I will, insofar as much as they can catch me breaking their rules, if I'm indeed breaking them. I mean, that's what I love about it. I'm not saying I'm...
So I cast a ballot. Does that mean that I'm somehow more subject to their regulations?
Well, I will say that as a spy, one of the keys to being a success is not being seen. So the thing a spy would never do is say... I'm not going to obey you. Mm-hmm. They'll say things that are very vague, like, you know, I'm so glad we have these laws and so forth and so on, but if I comply with them or not, well, I didn't say whether I comply with them or not, and even that bugs them. Like, you know, it's so strange. Like, they say, no, it's not enough for you to comply with the laws. You have to say you'll comply with the laws.
Right, but... like, well, I just want to make sure that you know the reason I'm asking you these questions is because there are, you know, the principled non-voters, and I'm using air quotes around that, that they will say things like, well, if I don't vote, then I don't give my consent, and so therefore, okay, you know, blah, 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 as if they are somehow then not subject to the policies that get implemented.
And this joke is, well, if politicians are allowed to sell their votes because everyone acknowledges that's what they do,
mm-hmm,
but the common people can't sell our vote, which I think we should be allowed
sure,
to do.
Sure, why not?
I think if someone said $20, you can vote. Sure, I'll vote for whoever you tell me to for $20. And
I mean, it happens anyway. I don't want to have – I don't think people should, you know, vote for another person like that, but I don't think they should also go to prison for it. I mean, whatever.
Right.
Of course. But, you know, I like to say we vote in a different way every day with how we spend our money. So, like,
that's a more important vote. A much more important vote.
Yes. I mean, and I always say we're only here today to serve your delicious Jimmy John's bread because people voluntarily said, you know, I want Jimmy John's today. We can't go out in the streets with guns and say,
hold on,
was
this entire call just a ruse to do an advertisement for Jimmy John's and their delicious sandwiches?
Yeah, you're going to have to buy advertising, TJ.
Gosh darn it. You see, I think I could work a few more little jokes in there. But
plus,
you know,
I don't know how well distributed they are. Are they nationwide? I don't know if I've ever seen
they're
a Jimmy
national,
John's.
But there are certain regions that
they don't have
not really popular in.
You. Well, TJ, you know, I also don't blame people in other areas for not voting because, I mean, most places you don't really have anyone worth voting for. I mean, it's very rare that you'll actually have a principled libertarian.
Well, in Colorado, they had a really good libertarian running for U.S. Senate.
Is that right?
Lily Tang Williams, and she's actually thinking
she's
of
coming
moving
to New Hampshire,
to
right?
New Hampshire.
Oh, she's coming to visit New Hampshire.
She's coming to visit with the intent to find out what it's like and possibly move.
What were you saying there, TJ?
I was just saying, you know, Massachusetts is kind of kicking our butt in the liberty race. You can, you know, you can actually have recreational pot now in Massachusetts.
You're saying
so.
Massachusetts is kicking Colorado's butt?
No, it's
and
kicking
you're saying
New
Hampshire's.
Oh, okay.
Right, but everything else gets you put in jail in Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, you know, New Hampshire, it's going to happen. The question is just when.
Right.
And also, I think Massachusetts
the only reason it passed in Massachusetts is because they've got the voter-driven initiative that got it on the ballot.
Same thing in Colorado. Difference,
right.
I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, TJ, I believe Massachusetts actually is taxing the marijuana less than Colorado.
Colorado, yeah, we have a 25% tax, and I looked into getting my MED card, my Marijuana Enforcement Division card, so I could actually be a pot salesman legally in the state, and I know how you object, but it's a very, very invasive background check. You have to list all the
addresses
you've lived at in the past 5 years, every arrest you've ever had, even if it's been annulled, expunged, or sealed. So the standard for their investigation is pretty much on par with that of a law enforcement officer.
TJ, thanks for the call tonight. TJ the Spy calling from Colorado. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Now, since he did mention not voting, I saw something floating around where it said that 46.9% of people did not vote. And I actually looked at the numbers, and their numbers are slightly off. It was of the voting age population, that is, Americans over the age of 18.
Okay.
45.9% did not vote. Over 107 million Americans did not vote.
So that was actually a pretty good turnout then, right?
For the election? 54% turnout, which is about on par with
national
presidential elections.
Okay.
The midterm elections, it's a lot lower, but presidential elections are generally in that 55 to 60 range.
We had heard, now, of course, obviously this doesn't apply into a lot of other states, but we had heard that there were like 100,000 new voter registrations in New Hampshire on Election Day. Now, of course, New Hampshire allows for same-day voter registration, and many states do not. I don't know how many states allow it, but I suspect it's a minority of them. And so that's an indicator that this was kind of a special election.
Right. And then if you look at these numbers a little further, of the voting age population, 25.5% of voters voted for Donald Trump. 25.74% voted for Hillary.
Right. So she won the popular vote, which, of course, is likely making a bunch of lefties really angry out there right now.
Gary Johnson got 1.75% of the voting age population voted for Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
About 0.5% of voting age population voted for Jill Stein. Another 0.5% voted for someone else.
But it's what you're saying is 75% of the voting age population thereabouts did not vote for Donald Trump.
Correct.
Yeah. So Donald Trump was brought into office by about a quarter of United States adult population.
Correct.
Hardly a mandate. Hardly not at all a majority, not even close to a majority of people in the United States. And obviously a lot of people on the left are very, very upset about it. They're out in the streets and they're protesting. There is a story over at steamit.com written by the dollar vigilante Jeff Berwick about that backlash. I wanted to share some of that coming up here in moments. I saw a headline the other day that people were blocking traffic in Austin, Texas. Some of the bigger cities are also receiving their share of these protests. I suspect this is going to likely die down after a time, as many protests do, just like Occupy died down after a while, because at some point most of those protesters probably have to do something to feed themselves. They probably will have to go back to work, or at least go to the grocery store to buy some food. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't think this is going to be as extended as Occupy was, but we'll see.
How you want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.